Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild. Jerusalem enjoys a clear evening, perfect for a stroll. In Tel Aviv, it's breezy by the coast. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect a warm night with clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hezbollah has lost much of its missile arsenal. This was in a recent address, emphasizing the growth in Gaza border communities. That's according to the Jerusalem Post. Also, earlier today, Netanyahu issued a strong warning to Iran. Speaking at the Negev conference, he stated that Israel is fully prepared for any scenario with Tehran. This was reported by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, Tehran's recent moves show its focus on military strength in the Strait of Hormuz. This comes despite previous agreements with the US. The Times of Israel provides this analysis. Separately, Iran claims responsibility for attacks on Bahrain, Jordan, and the Strait of Hormuz. The UAE reports one mariner dead and others wounded. This news comes from JNS. And finally, I-24 News brings us breaking headlines from across the Middle East and the world. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared minutes ago that Saudi Arabia's crown prince led a meeting condemning Iran's attacks on regional vessels. The Saudi press agency reports the kingdom's firm stance against Tehran's actions. Middle East 24 reports that the Houthis have launched offensives in Marib and Taiz. This follows a collapsed agreement with Saudi Arabia, suggesting Tehran's influence behind the move. Visegrad 24 noted that former President Trump announced a naval blockade on Iran. This decision adds to the rising tensions in the region. Now for more on those stories, starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, who delivered a warning about Hezbollah's diminished missile capabilities in a recent address. He also highlighted the growth in Gaza's border communities, signaling resilience despite regional tensions. The Jerusalem Post reports that this is part of Israel's broader strategic posture against threats. Turning to Netanyahu's comments on Iran, during the Negev conference, he emphasized Israel's readiness for any conflict with Tehran. This comes as regional tensions rise, and Israel Hayom notes that this is part of Israel's deterrence strategy. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel describes Iran's recent military focus on the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran is flexing its muscles, despite risks of jeopardizing agreements with the US. This strategic gamble underscores Iran's prioritization of military influence over diplomatic gains. That strike on the Strait of Hormuz comes hours after Iran's claimed attacks on Bahrain and Jordan. The UAE reports casualties from these incidents, highlighting the ongoing volatility in the region. JNS provides this report, indicating the growing maritime insecurity. And lastly, I-24 News continues to cover breaking developments across the Middle East. Their ongoing updates provide a comprehensive view of the region's dynamic situation. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that FIMI has netted Nis 500 million from selling its stake in Rafa Laboratories. This sale marks a significant financial move for the private equity firm. Separately, Protego Ventures highlights Israel's defense tech sector's growing appeal to foreign investors. CTech reports that this sector is seeing record interest and could be a future growth area. And finally, L'Oréal Israel maintains its top ranking in the Mala ESG Index for 5 consecutive years. Israel Hayom Business notes their achievement in diversity and sustainability. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.